In the middle of northern Guatemala's dense jungle, more than 50 miles from the nearest inhabited village, archaeologists have unearthed a series of vividly painted murals at an ancient Mayan ceremonial site. The discovery is being hailed as the Sistine Chapel of the Mayan world. David Stewart is a professor of art history and director of the Mesoamerican Center at the University of Texas in Austin and a member of the team of archaeologists working at the San Bartolo excavation site in Guatemala. And he joins us now from the studios of member station KUT in Austin, Texas. And Professor Stewart, very nice of you to join us today.
Thanks for having me.
Can you describe the setting of San Bartolo? How did the team find this site in the first place?
Well, it's easy to say that San Bartolo is in the middle of nowhere. It's in northeastern Guatemala, as you heard, about 50 miles from the nearest village. And it was found by a colleague of mine, Bill Saturno, who was being guided around in that area looking for some ruins, but not that particular ruin. He found it by accident in 2001, and it was completely by chance.
Describe the site for us a little bit. What are the buildings?
Well, if you go to San Bartolo, you'll be in the middle of a rainforest, first of all. It's fairly flat terrain. But you'll notice that there are pyramids. There are buildings. Humps of rock is really what they look like if you walk around. A couple of very tall pyramids, about 25, 30 meters high. A lot of these pyramids have been trenched by looters. They've been visited before. So archaeologists aren't the first people to go to these places. They just haven't been known to science before. Apparently, San Bartolo was heavily looted a few years before we were there. And they, in fact, uncovered a portion of these wall paintings. And so our discovery, and Bill Saturno's discovery, he was the first one to really get in and look at it, was to see what the looters had partially uncovered.
And what did they uncover, this mural?
Well, at first glance, just a little bit was exposed. But what we could see were vivid colors. We could see figures of people or gods. Just about a meter, wide of wall was exposed. So in the past 4 years, the project has been excavating this chamber. It's a room about the size, I don't know, of a hotel room or so, 4 meters by 9 meters. And it's just covered with this amazing imagery of Maya mythology and some images of early Maya kings, it seems.
Mm-hmm. The corn god, as I read, plays a big part in this.
Yeah, the corn god or the maize god is one of the most important mythical figures of ancient Mesoamerica. In fact, he's still venerated today in some traditional communities in Mexico and Guatemala. He's animate maize. He's the spirit of corn. And he is the hero of part of this story that's recorded on the wall. It really talks about the origins of maize, the creation of maize in mythical time.
And this is, I guess, an important element of the Mayan creation myth.
It's almost the whole story. I mean, corn is the most important crop in ancient America. It was the staple for people throughout the Americas, and the Maya venerated it. It was really their livelihood.
And what does this tell us? As I understand, it dates from considerably earlier than the classic Mayan period.
That's right. It's really early, and that's the most exciting thing. The first time I saw it, or saw pictures of it, I was just stunned because the style of it looked centuries before what I'm used to looking at. And we now think that it dates to about 100 BC, which is very early for the Maya. It's really pushing back our understanding of Maya art and civilization.
And I understand it also has some writing on it. The glyphs are similar to those that can be decoded, but this one's a bit of a mystery.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is that Maya hieroglyphs have been pretty much deciphered in the last 15, 20 years. And that's a really exciting thing. But what's frustrating is when you go to San Bartolo and you look at the glyphs that are there, they're really hard to read. They're so early. The style of them is so strange that they're really hard to understand. So we're hoping to find some more of those to compare and maybe link up with what we do know.
A little like trying to figure out Chaucer from a 21st century English reader.
That's a pretty good parallel. Yeah, we're looking at about the same time period. The difference there is several centuries. So there's a lot of development there we don't understand.
And is there more to be found on this site?
I'm sure there is. We're dealing with one room, and we've excavated about half of it. The Maya demolished part of the building when they were refurbishing this area. So what we have in the tunnels inside this pyramid are these walls, but we also have these collapsed walls, these bashed-in walls with you know, big chunks of plaster with painting on them that still need to come out of the ground. So there's years of work ahead just at San Bartolo and probably just in that one area of the site.
Well, David Stewart, congratulations.
Thanks very much.
David Stewart is a professor of art history and director of the Mesoamerican Center at the University of Texas in Austin. He's on the team of archaeologists that's working at the San Bartolo excavation site in Guatemala. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.